Here's a thought about the profound. Of course, we're all interested in making meaningful and perhaps even profound artwork. But that's a slippery slope. I recently had some feedback, a couple of emails came in, about the same issue of Kokoro, the same project that was published in my PDF. One of the emails said, golly, this was so interesting, so eye-opening, so profound. They used the word profound. I thought that was cool. And another email came in shortly after that that said, I'm not sure what you thought you were accomplishing with this particular body of work, but I found it trite. Trite, they used that word. Uh-oh, I realized, you know, it's kind of like beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What is profound to one person may not be profound at all to someone else. We can't go out and make profound work because we don't define what is profound and meaningful and what is not. I think the only strategy we have is to go out and make our work. And then whether it's profound or trite is someone else's decision based on how they perceive it. Maybe it's profound because they'd never heard of that idea or had that thought before. Maybe it's trite because they've constantly heard that idea in the course of their life, and so it seems sort of trivial and cliche to them that I would photograph it. We're not in control of profound or trite. What we are in control of is the depth of our own understanding and our own exploration and our own pursuit of meaning in our life. And how it plays out there in the world is sort of out of our control. So for me, the strategy is to not worry about whether or not what I'm doing is profound or trite. It's just to do it and make work with the best effort that I can and as close to my own personal work as I possibly can without copying, without being blown around by the winds of the common zeitgeist, to be true to myself. And then other people will decide whether or not what I've done is interesting or not.